Chang S26, Insights into Cosmic Ray Transport from Radio Halos in Edge on Galaxies, by M. Stein et al. Galactic winds play a key role in regulating the evolution of galaxies over cosmic time. In recent years, the role of cosmic rays, CR, in the formation of the galactic wind has increasingly gained attention. Therefore, we use radio continuum data to analyze the cosmic ray transport in Edge on Galaxies. Data from the LOFAR 2-meter sky survey, low TSS data release 2 at 144 MHz, HBA, and reprocessed VLA data at 1.6 GHz, L-band, from the continuum halos in nearby galaxies, and EVLA survey, Chang S, enable us to increase the extent of the analyzed radio continuum profile significantly, up to a factor of 2, compared to previous studies. We compute thermal emission maps using a mixture approach of H-alpha and near-infrared data, which is then subtracted to yield radio synchrotron emission maps. Then we compile non-thermal spectral index maps and compute intensity profiles using a box integration approach. Lastly, we perform 1D cosmic ray transport modeling. The non-thermal spectral index maps show evidence that the low TSS maps are affected by thermal absorption in star-forming regions. The scale height analysis reveals that most of the galaxies are equally well fitted with an one-component instead of a two-component exponential profile. We find a bimodality within our sample. While NGC 3432 and NGC 4013 have similar scale heights in the L-band and HBA, the low-frequency scale heights of NGC 891, NGC 4157, and NGC 4631 exceed their high-frequency counterparts significantly. The 1D CR transport modeling shows agreement of the predicted magnetic field strength and the magnetic field strength estimates of equipartition measurements. Additionally, we find an increasing difference of wind velocities, with increasing height over the galactic disk, between central and outer regions of the analyzed galaxies. This was Chang S26, Insights into Cosmic Ray Transport from Radio Halos in Edge on Galaxies, by M. Stein et al.